Welcome to Blazing Language. I'm Ken Nesbitt.
Have you ever wondered why languages change over time? Or how one ancient tongue can slowly transform into several distinct modern voices? Today, we are exploring the natural, fascinating forces that cause speech to drift, shapeshift, and branch out across history and geography. Understanding this organic process might just change the way you look at your own study habits. Let's dive in. Have you ever stood by a river and watched it split into smaller streams? As the water moves around obstacles, it carves out new paths, eventually flowing into entirely different directions. This natural process is a perfect metaphor for understanding how languages split and diverge. When we look at the world's languages today, we aren't looking at static, finished products. Instead, we are looking at the current branches of a massive, ancient river system, constantly shifting and finding new ways to flow. To understand how this happens, we have to start with distance and isolation. Imagine a community of people speaking the same language. If a group of them crosses a mountain range, settles on a distant island, or simply moves too far away to maintain daily contact, they become isolated. Without a shared social space, their speech patterns slowly begin to drift. This isn't a sudden, conscious change. It is a quiet, gradual process that takes place over generations. A vowel sounds slightly longer in one community, while a consonant becomes softer in another. Over centuries, these tiny, imperceptible shifts accumulate until the two groups can no longer easily understand one another. Linguists call this phenomenon linguistic drift, and it happens to every living language. Think of how different American English sounds from British English, despite only a few centuries of separation. If you were to give these two speech communities another 1,000 years of complete isolation, those dialects would likely become entirely separate, mutually unintelligible languages. This is exactly how Latin eventually split into French, Spanish, Italian, and Portuguese after the fall of the Roman Empire. But physical distance isn't the only driver of divergence. Culture plays an incredibly powerful role. When people move to a new environment, they encounter new plants, animals, technologies, and neighboring cultures. To describe these new realities, they have to invent new words or borrow them from the people they meet. This is why language and culture are completely inseparable. To truly understand why a language developed the way it did, we have to look at the history, geography, and daily lives of the people who spoke it. This raises an interesting question that language learners often ponder. When does a dialect officially become a new language? There is a famous saying in linguistics that a language is simply a dialect with an army and a navy. The boundary between a dialect and a language is often more political and cultural than scientific. For example, Danish, Swedish, and Norwegian are largely mutually intelligible, meaning speakers can understand each other with a bit of patience. Yet, they are classified as three distinct languages. On the other hand, different dialects of Chinese can be as different as English and Dutch, yet they are grouped under a single linguistic identity. As an adult language learner, understanding how languages diverge can completely transform your approach to study. Many of us grew up believing that a language is a rigid, sterile set of rules found in a textbook. We worry about speaking perfectly and fear making mistakes. But when you realize that languages are organic, messy, and constantly shifting systems shaped by human connection, that pressure starts to melt away. There is no single correct version of a language, because languages are always in motion. This is where the power of comprehensible input and listening comes in. When you try to learn a language through grammar drills, you are looking at a frozen snapshot of a language. But when you listen to authentic stories and conversations, you are experiencing the living, breathing river. Regular listening practice helps your brain map the natural rhythms, sound shifts, and cultural nuances of the modern language. You begin to acquire the language naturally, just like native speakers do, rather than trying to memorize static formulas. Developing a sustainable listening habit is the most effective way to internalize these natural linguistic patterns. In our Blazing Language podcasts, we design calm, culturally immersive episodes that help you do exactly that. By listening to engaging stories told at a relaxed, accessible pace, you aren't just memorizing vocabulary. You are training your brain to recognize the subtle historical and cultural threads that make your target language unique. It is a low-pressure, enjoyable way to build deep, lasting comprehension over time. The next time you listen to your target language and notice a strange pronunciation, a puzzling idiom, or a seemingly illogical grammar rule, try not to feel frustrated. Instead, take a moment to appreciate it as a beautiful footprint of linguistic history. It is a sign of a language that has lived, traveled, and adapted to the human experience. Keep listening, stay curious, and enjoy the journey down the river.